as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
The Wahala Performing Arts Center proudly presents Back in Black, the ultimate AC/DC experience. Get ready for an electrifying night as this powerhouse tribute band delivers four decades of AC/DC's greatest hits. Feel the thunderous energy and authentic sound that will transport you straight to an AC/DC concert. Enjoy all your favorites from Thunderstruck to Highway to Hell in one unforgettable performance. Join us on January 17th at the Wahala Performing Arts Center. Get your tickets now at WahalaPAC.com.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
If Christmas spending left you juggling multiple payments, high interest rates, and a little too much stress, it's time to relax. Simplify your finances with a New Year's personal loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. Consolidate debt into one payment with a quick application, a range of loan amounts, and excellent service, paired with a suite of financial products and services. Stop by a Founders location near you or visit foundersfcu.com/personal loans to apply for a personal loan today. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Tell them about the dog, Ramona.
The dog.
Dog. And by the way, the dog is, I think, an English bulldog.
Yeah. You have to. This is on Walt's Twitter page. There's two of them. Somebody made a thing with a dog driving in a human passenger, and the dog falls asleep and then hits something.
You have to,
it looks just like the dog reacted to hitting something. So I don't know how they got the dog to do that.
But you have to see it. There's two of them.
Yeah, there's two of them. I have no idea.
There are some absolute social media geniuses out there that can do things.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I wish I could do something.
So here's what you have: the dog who drives and his sleepy human who looks sort of like. I can't remember that cartoon dude's name, but he just looks like a sleepy human. Okay.
Well, he's letting a dog drive.
But on the one of them, you know, it's like when you fall asleep for a second. That's what it was. It wasn't hit something. It's when you fall asleep for a second and then you jerk while you're driving and you jerk awake like oh my God, you know.
Yeah.
And the dog does that.
The dog looks like he's reacting just like that. So I don't know if they scared him or something.
I mean it's got to be AI somehow. It's going to be done. It's absolutely hysterical. It's amazing. I posted both of them.
It's funny.
I have another dog story that's not hysterical.
Humans, the humans are just, you know, like casually sitting there like it's okay to let a dog drink.
Yep.
It's funny.
Yeah, Tex said, I know exactly what you're talking about. And then they look at each other like, what the hell? Exactly. It's just, it's absolutely hysterical. And I have two of them up there. I don't know. Maybe that's what their whole Twitter feed is. I have no idea. But I came across
it. Probably.
I came across it the other day. And the two of them are hysterical. Check it out, my Twitter feed. At Dip Tulez Rage, where you should be following me because I do a separate show anyway. Jason in Columbia. Jason, how are you, Jason? Good to have you, as always.
I'm good, Law. Thank you. One of my friends, actually from here, multiple friends of mine made a road trip when we were young. I mean, we're talking like 20, 21-ish, down to the beach, and they decided to come back. They should have stayed. And they had five people jammed into a small car, and all five fell asleep. And my friend woke up. Now, everyone was fine, but he woke up mid-air after a bump. And he said it was like in a movie where, you know, gravity is suspended and everybody's talking in slow-mo. And he just, he said, oh, shoot. But it, like, wasn't shoot. And yeah. He said it took him 30 seconds to get it out. And he felt like he was he was upside down in air for, like, you know, probably a split second, but it felt like 30 seconds. But anyway, that's my falling asleep on the side. Actually,
yeah, I'm glad you managed to fit in everybody's okay, Jason, because it would have put a real damper on our little funny story.
Yes,
I know.
I thought this doesn't sound like this ends good.
No, somehow, you know, you talk about the resiliency of youth, but I went down to the Orange Bowl, the Gator Bowl when we got housed by Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
That was the most miserable game I've ever sat through. I mean, I've sat through some bad ones, but it was like 30 degrees and raining in Jacksonville that day for some reason.
Yeah.
And anyway, but we, for some reason, out of all the options to drive back to Clemson, so one of my friends had this really cool, like, granddad. It was kind of like, if you ever seen that movie Bad Grandpa, where De Niro plays a rowdy grandpa, except for Bad Grandpa had really just overdone it the night before. And for some reason, we let him drive coming up 95. And same deal. Like, I think all of us woke up, and all of a sudden, we were driving 70 down the grass median of I-95 between lanes, north and south.
Yeah,
and it was,
you're
not
probably
good,
not supposed to do that, yeah.
No, one of those light flash before your eyes situations. Yeah. But I just remember four people all screaming at once, and my friend's granddad having a very profane reaction. But we made it, so we're okay. But, Cliff Notes, don't let Bad Grandpa be the driver back from the bowl game, especially after you get housed 41 or 44 to nothing, whatever it was. God, that was a miserable day.
How about the West Virginia game? The West Virginia game.
Yeah, luckily I was not there. But not at that one. Yeah. So, no, I was not at
that
one.
They literally could have scored 100 if they wanted to.
You know, that was the weirdest game. It all turned on Andre Ellington getting stripped.
Well,
at the
that's
inch
what
line,
we like
and
to
then
say.
Going the, yeah, it's just man.
I'm
anyway,
guessing that just it, that just changed the final score a little.
Yeah, man, that was not good. I don't know why I brought that. Well, I was bringing back funny memories. You took it. I guess I did take it to Donovan McNabb. We did get beat pretty badly in that one.
Your story started out like five people in a Volkswagen died in an accident. So that sort of changed the nature of the conversation.
The funny part about that was they kept driving. Yeah. Like, whatever they did to the car, they just drove it on home, and everybody
so,
was
so they were driving an original VW Bug?
Something like that, yeah.
No, those original little VW Bugs, they went through anything. They weren't four-wheel drive, but they might as well have been.
Yeah.
Plus, you could roll them and everything else.
Yeah, they should drop them in Fallujah or wherever now. And, look, the discussion you were having about the greatest teams of all time, I do want to thank you for including 2018 Clemson. I know you were talking about it yesterday, too, because I feel like they're just criminally underrated.
Agreed.
You know, I think I think the people with like low attention spans that maybe have only been watching the last 10 years, they automatically jump to 2019 LSU. I understand why, but I'm like you. I disallow 19 LSU and 20 Bama because, I mean, the defense for LSU was ranked 32nd in scoring and 31st total. Now, maybe they could have outscored every team they played from throughout history and it wouldn't have mattered, but to me, the lack of balance there.
The one thing I will add, though, Jason, in their defense, is that defense went from being an abomination early in the season and got better and better all season. And so the final number is a little bit misleading because by the time we got to the end, the defense was actually playing pretty good football.
Yeah, I do agree with that. It's funny because watching the Jaguars game the other day, I thought, man, the first half was giving me a little bit of vibes of the LSU where Trevor was just a little off. And then I was hoping they would run the freaking ball more with their actual running backs. Just run ETN, you know, like I wish we'd have done against LSU. But anyway, I can't speak to 1971, the Huskers, obviously. I wasn't around then.
That's what film
is
for.
Remember. Yeah,
that's what YouTube is for. It's a great reference. It's all there. You can find the whole history of sports.
That's what I normally tell the LeBron fans. Yeah, that never saw Jordan or anybody before him. The 95 Huskers and – well, here's what I'm going to say, Walt. I can't really disallow the 95 Huskers because I do remember how dominant they were. I mean, you got Tommy Frazier and Lawrence Phillips as your running attack. I mean, they ran all over Florida.
Each of those two guys, think about this, Jason. Both the quarterback, Frazier, and the running back, Phillips, each rushed for over 200 yards in the Florida game. Each of them went over 200.
And I don't know if you agree with this, but I remember the talk being, particularly because we're all Clemson fans and we had, for a time, recruited Tommy Frazier heavily. I remember the talk being that Tommy Frazier was the perfect option quarterback. Do you remember that or do you agree with that?
That was the talk, yeah.
Yeah, and so, I mean, when you pair him with Lawrence Phillips and the Nebraska offensive lineman.
They were two bad dudes. I mean, now, I don't mean in – Tommy Frazier was a good guy. Lawrence Phillips was a bad dude.
Off the field.
They're both bad dudes as players, but Phillips was a bad dude off the field, awful dude off the field and met his death in prison. But Frazier was a beast. I mean, was a physical beast, and so was Phillips. I mean, they were insane. Then you put them behind that offensive line that Nebraska had at the time, and they had weapons. And then, you know, they had dudes on that defensive front too, like Grant.
Yeah, they had like Winstrom, yeah, Grant Winstrom, the defensive end. They had a strong front four. You know, and obviously Miami. There was some crazy stat that year Miami, like in eight of their games that the offense never scored, they still would have won because the defense was scoring and was so dominant that season in 2001. It's something crazy like that.
My problem with Miami 2001, Jason, is, and this would be my argument, okay? They would be my last pick among the teams that I put in. I guess we can say this now. Yeah. They'd be my last pick. If you asked me who's the most talented team of all time, it's them. It's not even close. Their third and fourth string guys were better than almost everybody else's starters. I mean, that team was so ridiculously loaded with all-timers that it's almost nonsensical to even talk about anybody else in the conversation. The problem is they just weren't dominant. They just weren't great.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, all these other teams were dominant, and they weren't. You know, for whatever reason, maybe they had too much talent.
And look at the quarterbacks too. I mean, out of all those teams, I just don't think. I mean, Ken Dorsey had a wonderful collegiate career, obviously, but I don't think of him as being in the same class as these other quarterbacks we're discussing. And then, so if I were to make a case for 2018 Clemson, this is what I would point to. Okay, I think. Well, first off, I would start and say that I think you could argue that Clemson had the best split of offense and defense compared to other champions, and then drill down into the offense, they could run the ball and pass the ball. You had ETN, and then we know who the wide receivers were with Trevor Lawrence. you also on the other side had the best. I mean, I remember Sports Illustrated calling the Power Rangers the best front four in college football history. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But just to be even in consideration for that kind of a claim, okay? And then to, out of all these teams, here's something that differentiates 2018 Clemson. None of these other teams had to face a other team in the national championship game that was going down as a historically great team. You remember what people were saying about 2018 Bama?
Yeah, see, I thought
people were going to say they're one of the great ones.
Yeah, I thought they had some issues coming into that game, and I just didn't believe in them. What was that dude's name? We used to be on CBS. Bill Ryder. It was Bill Ryder.
Yeah, Ryder.
Yeah, who was going on and on about how Alabama was going to beat Clemson's brains in and that kind of stuff. And I had several confrontations with Mr. Ryder and explained to him that Clemson was going to win by 21 and that Clemson was going to not only win, but was going to clean their clocks. Because I really believed it. I just did not think. I thought Alabama was overrated. I thought they were not healthy at quarterback going in either. And I just did not think it was a good matchup for them.
And here's another feather in that team's cap. They dominated the playoff 30-3 and 44-16 without Dexter Lawrence on the field.
Yeah.
Now think about who Dexter Lawrence was collegiately and at the NFL level, and they didn't even need him and dominated like that. So I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest with you, Walt. When you first said it, my head jumped to 95 Cornhuskers.
I think that's Clemson. The answer. I still think that's the answer. That's my answer. I think it's the best team. I think if you actually know the history and you go back and research it all and all that stuff, I think you can make a strong case for 71 Nebraska. I really do. Yeah. I think that game in the annals of college football history, that game is really regarded as the greatest football game ever played. The game between number one Nebraska, unbeaten number one Nebraska, unbeaten number two Oklahoma, and again those two teams were absolutely loaded. And the game was incredible, and you can go still find all this stuff. And I mean that's what I do. I live on YouTube finding.
Well, here's another thing for 97 Nebraska, Walt.
95.
A lot of people probably forgot 97 was the third of four teams to do it, but 94 also did. So 94 and 95 Nebraska are the only back-to-back undefeated national champs.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, Clemson almost got there. They came one game shy. Yeah. You know, this is what's so crazy to me, Walt. Think about the things that have had to happen to prevent Dabo Swinney from having, like, seven championships. The greatest collegiate dynasty of all time with Nick Saban. The greatest maybe one team coming together, 2019 LSU, just came out of nowhere for one season and set the world on fire. And then the entire paradigm of college football shifting beneath his feet.
Yeah.
Well, those things, again, Dabo could have had four or five natties by now.
Yeah. And, you know, this conversation about these teams, it's really interesting because all of these teams are so were so tremendous in their own way, and you can make a legitimate argument really for any of them, and they're all tremendous. They were all tremendous football teams, and it's difficult because you're comparing teams of different time periods and different styles. And you know, again, that 2019 LSU team was by far the most explosive passing team we've ever seen. I mean, they went empty. You know, they went empty. They put the whole game on Burrow. You know, you would have to deal with
all the best offensive line in the country.
Right. And you would have to deal with all those receivers, and then they'd run Clyde Edwards-Helaire out. And, you know, and if you forgot about him, they just dump it down to him. And so Burrow didn't need any extra protection. They put everybody in the pass run. There was no way to defend it. I mean, just look at the personnel they had. I mean, you can argue that their two top receivers are the two best receivers in the National Football League today.
And I don't know why this kid never really made it in the NFL, but they had Randy Moss's DNA at tight end.
Yeah.
A ringer.
Yeah. He was, he did not have his dad's athleticism, but he was a very competent college tight end.
Yeah.
And
he's,
you know,
tall. Wasn't he big?
He wasn't physically big. No. I mean, he was probably, probably still is. He was probably in the 6'4", 235 range.
I was thinking 6'7" ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. No, those are the two teams that jumped in my head, 95 Huskers and Clemson.
Yep. I knew Clemson would jump to your head, Jason.
You had a feeling.
I'm only surprised that a South Carolina team didn't get in the mix.
No crying, Shane, in this call.
See you, Jason.
I gotta run. Don't cry for me, Shane.
Quick break. Walt tip to the Road Rage.
New year, new gear, same Tiger pride. Whether you're courtside for basketball, gearing up for baseball and softball season, or cheering on Clemson Gymnastics, the Tiger Sports Shop has you covered. From Nike to exclusive Lululemon and Clemson hoodies, polos, tees, and hats, we've got what you need for every season. We've got everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. So shop either our two convenient locations or online at tigersports.com. Tiger Sports Shop, your home for the new year and new Clemson gear to support your team.
Looking for exceptional senior living? Welcome to the Barclay at Clemson, formerly Dominion Senior Living and Everlawn Independent Living at Patrick Square. Now with a fresh name and the same trusted care you've come to count on. Whether it's independent living, assisted living, or memory care, enjoy top-notch care, chef-prepared meals, engaging activities, and the same friendly staff members in a community that truly feels like home. Live well and thrive at the Barclay at Clemson. Schedule your free tour today at 864-722-2811.
Looking for a dentist that's easy to get to no matter where you live in the upstate? Ace Smiles at the Clemson Dental Implant Center is conveniently located in Liberty, just minutes from Clemson, Easley, Pickens, and Seneca. Right off the main routes you already travel to work, school, and running errands. Book your routine exam or advanced dental care appointment today at ace-smiles.com. That's ace-smiles.com.
This new year, get rid of that dad bod with testosterone and peptide therapy from Low Country Male. Right now, we are offering $200 off our initial consult package, and our plans start at just $7 a day. Our concierge treatment plans include testosterone, peptides, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. With 8 locations and over 10 years experience, come see why Low Country Male is the most trusted name in testosterone and peptide therapy. For BPC to CJC, we have a wide selection of growth hormone and recovery peptides. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
How do you stay humble when you're America's number one wiper blade? That's what we're currently dealing with at Rain-X. Is it even possible to humble brag when you bully Mother Nature like we do? Do we sound too conceited if we keep repeating how Rain-X is the number one brand of wiper blades in America? No. We'll take a lesson from our wipers and just keep doing our job with humility. As America's number one wiper blade. Rain-X. Outsmart the elements.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things people love.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
A few peaks and valleys I ain't seen. You talk about love, I talk about love. I don't know.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. We're talking about AMPM Farms, a true farmer's market. You know, I saw one of the signs today, Ramona. It's like farmer's market. It doesn't tell you when it is or how long it is or where. I mean, it's like they last for like 10 minutes and you got to hope you can get there. Not at AMPM Farms. It's a true farmer's market that's open 7 days a week. And we say farm to table, we mean it. Platt and Ashley Moore are the owners. They have a 700-acre farm in Fountain Inn. True farm-to-table market with 100% pasture-raised premium beef. They don't use vaccines or hormones in the beef. That's a huge differentiator. Trust me, you'll know when you taste it. I've had it all. I mean, at least I think I have. I've had virtually everything. I've had tomahawk steaks. I've had filet mignons. I've had the dry-aged ribeye. They have the largest selection of house dry-aged beef in the upstate. It's incredible. You're talking about an entirely different class of beef from what you've had. If you're like me, what happens with you is you want beef. We're beef eaters. And by the way, I'm going to tell you something about the beef eating in a minute too. Really good news. But we're meat eaters, okay? We're this is what we are, okay? And we like beef. All right? I have never minded buying what I like. Never. That's who I am. It's what I do. What I hate is buying beef and paying good money for beef that turns out to suck. And I have had way too much of that before AMPM Farms. Really dissatisfied until AMPM Farms. I'm telling you right now, once you try AMPM Farms beef, you are never, ever going back to wherever it is you get beef now. You're just not. It's over for them. You trust me. I promise you. Try it. You'll thank me later. Weekly burger flights where you buy burger in bulk and they have different seasonings and such. You'll thank me later. Organic chicken. You don't even really remember what chicken is until you've had the organic chicken at AMPM Farms. Homemade sausages. Three convenient locations. Fountain Inn, Greenville, Traveler's Rest. Open 7 days a week. By the way, they have a ton of specialty foods. They also have a lot of other things. Like you can get like a fully prepared pot roast. You just heat it up with all the stuff in it, potatoes, carrots, onions. It's awesome. I've had that too. I've had it all. Hey, their market also has a great variety of local vendors like Clemson Blue Cheese, Blue Moon Specialty Foods, Happy Cow Creamery, Naked Pasta, Poppington's Popcorn, Wild Game Weekends, include things like bison burgers, elk tenderloin, alligator, lamb, goats. They have it all. Whatever you're doing, whatever your get-together is, trust me, you're going to enhance it. Get to go visit ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com to learn more or follow them on social media to see their selection. Visit one of their three locations in Fountain Inn on Allenbridge Road and Greenville on Lawrence Road or in Travelers West on South Main Street. When we say farm to table, we mean it. You'll thank me later. Todd, how are you, Todd? Good to have you.
Fine. You, Walt?
Good, Todd. Appreciate you getting in.
Mentioning the Alabama-Clemson game from 2018,
yeah.
And how everybody was coronating Alabama by 21 over Clemson. If you remember, before the game even started, when they interviewed Nick Saban, they asked him what he thought. He said, well, if we can contain them on the outside, we got a chance. He knew they couldn't contain them on the outside. That's why he wasn't too confident his darn self.
I think you're right. I mean, trust me. You know, if some of us knew what was going on, what the real truth of that game was, Nick Saban knew too. Nick Saban knew he had some problems in that game.
Oh yeah, and what gets me is that idiot, the Mad Martian, as Mark calls him. Feinbaum kept running his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Trevor Lawrence can't beat Alabama. Lawrence can't do this.
Feinbaum is supposed to leave the country now. Isn't he supposed to go live with, like, Cher and Fatso there? What's her name? Rosie O'Donnell. Isn't Feinbaum supposed to go live with Rosie O'Donnell now somewhere else? Where is she? In Ireland? Where is Rosie O'Donnell?
Leaving the country?
Oh, yeah, they left the country. Cher allegedly was going to leave the country. She didn't leave the country. Rosie O'Donnell.
She went to Memphis.
Yeah, that's right. She went to Memphis. That was really good, Ramona. That was well played. Yeah, she went to Memphis. I don't know how many people get that reference, but you may have if you listen to this show.
I'm just hoping pull his darn tongue, that's all I'd be happy for. I wouldn't care if he lived here or not, just as long as he couldn't talk anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know what Rosie would be without her tongue.
No, I'm talking about Feinbaum.
Oh, him too. Yeah. Him too. Yeah.
Both of them.
Well, I think he promised he was going to leave the country if an SEC team. I believe he said that he was going to leave the country if an SEC team didn't win the championship. I believe he said that.
Good. Maybe he will.
No, he's still here. I'm pretty sure he's still here.
That's all I wanted to know.
Thank you, Todd. I got other texters telling me about AMPM Farms and things I haven't had. He said, have you had the tri-tip steak from AMPM Farms? I have not. So something else I need to get. I've got other people sending me other things. So apparently there are still more things I need to get to AMPM Farms. Sean said she went to, this is awesome, Ramona. Sean, 100% paying attention, Ramona. Sean said she went to Memphis.
Yeah, Memphis.
Memphis.
Yeah.
All right. For those of you who have no idea what we're actually talking about, we will play that as a rejoin when we come back. But Cher, for some reason, decided that she needed to redo Walking in Memphis, which I don't know why, because that dude's only hit song, you could have just left it. He had one perfect moment in this life, Ramona. He had his 15 minutes of fame. As Andy Warsall said, she took it away. He had his one perfect moment. It's his whole life. I mean, it's all he does now. He sings that song for like 2 hours at his gigs now. He doesn't do anything else. He plays the slowest version of Walking in Memphis of all time. You know, he's like 80 now, but he plays it for like 2 hours really slowly, and that's his whole gig. Yeah, he basically does like piano bar rooms now, and he does like a really long version. How long does that cut, Ramona, you would know, of Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin? What's that, like a 30 minute song?
I think it's like seven or eight minutes.
The original version is like 30 minutes. It's like the Outlaws, Greengrass and High Tides. Greengrass and High Tides is like a 20-minute song.
Yeah, it's 8 minutes.
No. What's it say Greengrass and High Tides is by the Outlaws?
Let's see.
It's a 20-minute song, but you're going to tell me that's like 8 minutes too.
Well, that was long for the 70s. What, Greengrass and High Tides?
Yeah, how long?
This one, now the live version's 23 minutes.
See?
The not live version is 9 minutes.
Oh, see, this is what I'm saying. The correct version's like 23 minutes of the song. That's the version.
The live version, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Minutes. Yeah, and same thing, the Stairway to Heaven has one of those too.
Oh, if it's live, it's probably way longer.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. Clark, how are you, Clark?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Clark.
I was kind of hoping Cher would have went snow skiing with Sonny whenever they went.
Yeah. That's just wrong. I want to know, Clark, that your humble brotherly servant did not say that. Did you hear what he said?
I know. I'm just cutting up.
Ramona didn't hear that.
Little story. So my wife calls me yesterday. She said, she's a manager of a dentist office in Greenwood. I can't give the dentist the name out. But anyway, she said, the dentist, he sees some of the Clemson staff and occasionally some of the players. Real good dentist. Anyway, she said, do you know a guy named C.J. Spiller that played at Clemson?
I said, only probably the greatest running back dual threat guy in Clemson history. Yeah, I know who C.J. Spiller is. She said,
second.
He's coming to get his teeth worked on tomorrow. I said, my Clemson hat will be sitting on the island tonight when I get home. You better have it. So she sent me a picture of him at the office, and he signed my hat for me. So
that's
cool.
Awesome.
So anyway.
That's awesome.
Yep. So, she was asking me questions about him. I showed her on YouTube some of his highlights. I said he's probably one of the fastest players ever come through Clemson.
That's a fact.
And just a great guy. But anyway, what you think about the portal so far?
I think it's a good group. I'd still like to see a couple more offensive additions. I'd like to see another offensive lineman or two, or an offensive lineman or two. I
think it's coming.
I think they're trying. I mean, I think that they've already tried. They've missed out on a couple opportunities, but you know, other people are competing for these players too.
But hopefully we'll sneak a quarterback in there.
Yeah, I don't think that's coming, but yeah, I'm still hoping too, but we'll see.
Hey, you guys, take care.
Yep, thank you, Clark. Did you hear what Clark said at first, Ramona?
No, I was on the phone.
He actually said it's too bad that Cher didn't go skiing with Sonny that day.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that. I just wanted to know.
I did not say that.
I didn't hear that. Yes, you didn't say that. Man, they did get a tree. Yeah, yes. Oh, no.
Yeah, that was not me. That was not me who said
Clark.
That. Yeah. Texter said you could slow down and almost conceive a baby during Stairway to Heaven back in the day. See, that's what I was trying to tell you, Ramona. I was trying to tell you that.
I'm not saying it wasn't long.
Yeah.
You said it was 20 minutes.
Over 20 minutes. Yeah, over 20 minutes. Just like I said, Greengrass and High Tides for the Outlaws, over 20
minutes. 23
minutes. Yeah, so. 23 minutes. That's what I'm telling you. Yeah.
I have nothing against long songs if they're good.
No,
nothing at all.
Good, good. But that was my point. What was that about? I don't even remember what we were talking about now. I don't know.
You were being derogatory towards me somehow.
Oh, sure.
Something I didn't know or didn't say right.
Yeah, sure. I was. Yeah, and other fantasy stories.
Yeah.
Just making stuff up now. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think anybody's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed some years. Your father hasn't paid. I don't know. Whatever the issue is, you're thinking of moving to Idaho and living off the grid and living the rest of your life next to Henry Winkler. You know, again, you don't want to live next to Henry. You know, a day is fine. But, you know, more than that, no. He's odd. You don't want to live next to him. That's why he lives there, because, you know, he's odd. Live here. Stay where your feet are, as Deborah Sweeney says. And the solution's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David Green, by the way, is a Clemson grad. David's been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David knows all the options available so you can take your life back, whether they put liens on your property, whether they garnish your wages, with an audit coming up, David can help you. Again, he has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll certainly use this IRS program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past or your but they can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind, the results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for well over 20 years. The professional staff of the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free, that's free, strategy session. 271-7940. Or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. David can also help you with estate planning and wills as well, so take advantage of that. All right, quick break. We are out early at 6:25 today to make way for Clemson basketball versus Boston College, and we have lots to get to between now and then. You can get in if you want, 654-7627.
Save time and make your event unforgettable with Jimmy John's Catering. Roll into the new year right. Try our convenient catering bundles. Choose a 30-piece or 18-piece sandwich box or a 12-pack of wraps, all with premium sides, Jimmy chips, and desserts for everyone. One easy price. Download the Jimmy John's loyalty app for a free sandwich after your first visit. Handle holiday hungries with Jimmy John's in Clemson, Malden, Anderson, and Greenville. Visit the app or jimmyjohns.com to order now.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
For over 10 years, CompX National has trusted Industrial Motor Service to keep their operation running strong.
We've always had excellent service, whether purchasing new motors or having ours repaired. Doug and his crew are a great asset in keeping our equipment running.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
Get lost in the sound of nature, not in long haul times.
At Upcountry Fiber, we believe our neighbors deserve better. Real people right here in your community, ready to help. No pressure, no surprise fees, just fast, reliable internet and friendly local service. And right now, you'll save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local. Visit upcountryfiber.com/year of internet. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from A&PM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to A&PM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos in Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dare. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back. And you are gonna love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta-potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
Your home for football all season long.
And this is big boy football.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. WC Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a girl can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, do I really feel the way I feel?
You know, Now that people have pointed it out, you can really hear the fuss.
I know. It's neon fuss.
I can't even say that.
I know.
It's like just not natural. Memphis. I was walking in Memphis. It's almost like she's emphasizing fuss.
Yes, because that's the way she sings anyway. All fuss. Her words are too long.
Memphis. Does she have a best song? She has a lot of hits. She had to get.
She has a lot of hits of her own. Yeah, and she chose to do this.
Yeah, and you know, in ruin dude's life. Dude, that
he's like, I got one song. Right.
Can you just leave it alone? You got like 8,000 hits,
yeah,
you old bastard.
Way more famous
right,
than him.
Right. I have one song. I play it for 2 hours in piano bars. Can you just leave it alone? And you know what, Ramona? He did have a perfect moment. He did. You know, remember when he called in and he complained about us saying he had one song? And when he was complaining that he had multiple hits.
Yeah, he did.
And we said, no.
He complained for a while, dude.
You just had
every
one hit.
Every time we play it and he'd call.
He'd call in.
It's like so easy.
Right, right. I mean, he, you know, there's nothing else to do but play that song cause. There aren't any other songs in the repertoire. It's just that.
You know? Now, this one's ruined by her.
Well, I guess the good news is her version is so awful, maybe it actually doesn't impact him. Because he did have that perfect moment in time. He did. That song, his version of it is really good.
It's a one hit wonder thing.
It is a one hit wonder. What other one hit wonders are there?
There are a lot of
them. We asked this question one day a long time ago. We had people coming up with all sorts of stuff. Give me an example.
The one that comes out of mind is, well, you know, the worst song ever that I think, but everybody gets mad at me when I say it.
No, you can say that. Because she died, right?
Yeah,
everybody goes,
she's dead. Yes, you know, I mean,
well,
what can I say? It's Clark, that loving you.
Clark tried to run Cher off a tree earlier. So
yeah, he didn't care.
Right, it's all safe now. Oh yeah, the loving you with the birds on.
Yeah, with the birds and everything. Yeah. But you light up my life's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
Well, now we're not talking about the worst songs.
They're also one-hit wonders.
I guess that's true.
Not everybody thinks they're the worst songs. They were famous.
They were hit-ish.
They were hits. You and I don't like them.
Yeah, I guess that's a fair point. Don McLean, American Pie.
American Pie is a great song. That's the only song he had.
What else did he have?
I don't know. You're right. I don't know.
Right. What else?
Opening for Mark Cohen. You know.
He's the opening act for Mark Cohen.
Yeah, he plays his for 10 minutes. And then Mark Cohen comes out and plays his for 40.
Right. It's a 3-hour show. They each play their song for song for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Hour and a half each.
What do you call that when they come back? The encore.
Could you explain that song American Pie to me? I think, honestly, what's it supposed to mean?
I think it's about the assassinations of Kennedy and Martin Luther King.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's actually what it's about.
I must have missed that.
It is. That's what it's
is
actually
it?
About, yes.
In what way?
The music.
That's the day the music died.
Sad and everything.
That's the day the music died.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess. Honestly, if you hadn't told me that, I would have no idea.
No. Yeah. That's true. Okay. That's a true story.
Well, I saw some documentary. Okay.
I believe you,
but it seems like a reach to me. I don't.
Well, I wouldn't have known it.
I don't remember anything in that song that had anything to do with that. Like on the surface. I mean, it's a well hidden. What are the words to that song? Look it up. Tell me the words
remember.
To that song.
I have to look it up.
Yeah, Michael, who's the Jacksonville fan. I think that's Michael. Yeah, okay. It's Michael, Jacksonville fan. Right. We lost Michael yesterday. We'll talk to Michael for a minute while you look it up. Find me the words to that song. I want to know. Michael, how are you, Michael? Good to have you.
Good. Well, yeah, I called you then when I was on the air with y'all, my jaw was calling me, so I was like, dog, I got to talk to my jaw.
I get it, Michael.
I'd rather talk to you than talk to them.
Well, thank you, Michael. Man. We'd rather talk to you, too. It was close, Michael. You were right there.
Yeah, man. Just a few mistakes, just a few inches away, Walt. I mean,
you want a great game, but you want to win. But the way they played, man, they competed to the very end, man. And you know, Trevor, he brought his team back, took the lead with 4 minutes left. He's got to get a defensive stop. You know, I can't take nothing away from Josh Allen. He had a Superman cape on, and, you know, he made the plays that counted. You know, I mean, that's what you want as an MVP. You want the ball in his hands, and he made the play, which could, you know, take him to the Super Bowl. But, I mean, but the Jags, they had a good year. Now, I have no complaints about this year.
Trevor can't make that throw, though, Michael. I mean, first of all, he tried to pick on White 2 previous times and almost threw 2 interceptions trying to go at White. And then on the last play, White's got that receiver blanketed, man. You just can't go there with the ball. And White deflects it, and it winds up being picked. You've got to play that safely, because all you need is a field goal to tie, and your kicker Little is good from 70. So, you know, you've got to protect the ball, and you can't throw it in. White just had that guy too blanketed to try and force the ball into him, and I think you hope Trevor learns from that. I think there's still some steps for him.
Yeah, if you had told me it would have helped out James Cook to 49 rushing yards, I would tell you we beat Buffalo by double digits equal. Yeah. But, you know, they are Superman.
I guess that.
On some of those balls, Trevor threw, like one of the plays, the ball just came out of his hand like strange, like it just wobbled. I don't know if he just lost grip. It just came out funny.
Yeah.
Because it looked weird.
Michael, let me ask something. I don't know if you saw this or not. I'm assuming you did, but did you see Lynn Jones, the Jags beat writer, and what she said in the post-game press conference? What do you think of that?
I mean, every journalist is not the same. I mean, she's seen that he was, you know, physically frustrated, mostly frustrated. He probably needed to hear a coming voice. I'm pretty sure Cole was getting all type of, why did you go forward on this? Why you need to do that? I mean, at that time, he's not trying to hear that. I mean, I didn't see nothing wrong, but I see some people the media did, which I don't understand with the world today. I mean, she's giving us some encouraging words, some uplifting words, and if it ain't negative, the people don't want to hear it nowadays. That's what's wrong with the world.
Yeah,
nowadays.
Did you see what I wrote on Twitter about it?
Not yet.
Well, I'm with you. Okay, I don't get it, okay? It's 15 seconds of saying something positive about somebody. Now, she's a beat reporter. Most of these beat reporters have a familiarity and even a friendship with the coaching staffs they cover, unless you're like in New York City or something. That's different. But everywhere else, you know, beat reporters have these relationships with these people, and saying something positive about somebody for 10 or 15 seconds doesn't mean that you can't ask them a tough question or that you haven't asked them tough questions in the past. The other part of it is fundamentally, it's true. What she said is true. They got better, right? I mean, they got better under Liam. They were better than they were before. So I don't see what's wrong with spending 10 seconds to say something good about somebody, and then all of these ne'er-do-well reporters jumping all over, acting like she's broken some creed or something. I don't buy that. I don't buy any of it. I don't think she did anything wrong. You know, listen, if Jacksonville had sucked this year again, and then she said that, okay, now you have something. But they factually did get better, and I don't think there's anything wrong with her taking 10 seconds to say that, hey, they appreciate it. I don't see what's wrong with that.
Yeah, and that's the problem. You know, you can't be nice to people even when they're down.
Right.
Everything has to be negative. Oh, why did you do this? Why you should have went for it? You should have kicked the field goal. Why did you go for it? I mean, the man, he's emotional. He just lost the wild card.
Well, and again, look, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with asking those questions, and maybe she did. Maybe she asked other questions. I don't know, but I'm sure she said other things and asked other questions previously, and she will again. I don't get the berating her and basically trying to kick her out of the club because she said 10 seconds of something that was positive about the season that the coach in Jacksonville had. I think it's too much. And again, like I said, you know, the beat writers have relationships. Especially, you see it collegially all the time. You know, you know these coaches. You know who they are. You have relationships with them, and I don't see what's wrong with that. You know, again, major city like New York, maybe that's different. But in Jacksonville, I don't see anything wrong with anything she said. I think the embarrassing thing is the reaction. The reaction, if you want to say she's committed some cardinal reporter sin, I think the reaction is far worse than anything she did.
Yeah, I see nothing wrong with what she did. And she actually read off what she wrote in her resume. She's certified. She's credentialed. I mean, she's certified. So anybody else has a problem with it, they need to look in the mirror.
Yeah. I think that's right. Disappointing. So sad. Sort of tells who we are. Yep. Well, Michael, I think it's going to get better.
Yeah, I think so, too. The best is yet to come.
Yep. I would agree with that, Michael. I think things look good, and the staff looks good, and I think Trevor made improvements this year, and I think ETN improved, too. So I think there's a lot to like moving forward.
Yeah, man, just a little small market team on the rise, Walt.
Yep. Yep, good talking to Michael as always. Yep, I think the Jags personnel is pretty good. I think they know what they're doing. So there's a lot to like. I think it's only going to get better. Hey, the Franklin Tree Service, proud to be a longtime partner of the Roar and Road Rage. You probably remember me mentioning them back in the day where they're back advertising with us. And they want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing for any kinds of hazards. The upstate has strong storms and wind gusts throughout the year. We all have that one tree in our yard, or in my case, like 20, that look a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. So don't let that happen to you. Look, I realize that there are times you just think, man, I can't afford this right now. There are some things you can't afford not to do, and one of them is let a tree fall on your home and damage your home and or hurt you or your family. There are just certain things you just can't avoid. I was in that situation. I didn't want to have a bunch of trees removed. It wasn't something that was on my agenda. But when a white oak tree fell between my home and my two-car garage, I thought, okay, I can't do this anymore. Because the pine trees were more dangerous than the white oak. And they were at the edge of my woods. They were all leaning towards my home. They seek the sunlight. They lean away from the forest area. So they were leaning towards my home. And I knew it was just a matter of time. And sure enough, when Helene hit, my home and property would have been absolutely devastated had I not acted. So I had Brian Franklin out, and Brian told me which needed to go and which didn't. And I was appreciative of that. There were several that I thought needed to go. He said, nope, those are fine. And it was that type of guidance and his help. He really saved my life. He saved my home. Free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services, fully insured, committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. By the way, day one that Brian Franklin, the Franklin Tree Service, came back on, I had a whole bunch of texts from people too, talking about what Brian Franklin, the Franklin Tree Service, have done for them. Trust me when I tell you, they're the best. And if it's just one tree, then you won't need his whole army. But if it's a lot, if it's big stuff, Brian can bring his army. I've seen the army. It's amazing. They're the best. You'll thank me later. All right, Garnet Gold, you'll be up. More on the other side. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Weight loss is hard. I know for a lot of you feel that. You understand that because you've been trying to lose weight for years. Maybe you lost weight successfully in the past. Now you put on a few pounds, you want to drop them. And it's just harder than it used to be. Well, it's not because you don't have enough willpower. It's not because your body's broken. It's just the natural result of